You're listening to SBS News.
The national census always reveals a fast-changing, culturally diverse Australia, but it only works if everyone has their say. That's why the Australian Bureau of Statistics is pulling out all the stops for its census trial that's taking place on Tuesday. From community engagement managers in shopping centres to face-to-face information sessions in community halls, Census Director Andrew Henderson says it's important to get the word out.
Census is the one occasion we literally go to every nook and cranny and every community within the big urban masses to take a really granular picture of our diversity and who we are. So we have to have a bit of a stretch test. This is a bit of a stretch test, making it a little bit difficult for ourselves, but that'll pay off.
100,000 households will take part from selected areas in Sydney, Adelaide, Darwin, Canberra, Warrnambool, Karratha and Alice Springs. Some will receive a letter showing how to access the form online, while others will have to complete a paper census. Households will be asked to include everybody who stayed under that roof on census test night, Tuesday the 27th of October, including visitors and babies. It's hard to forget the 2016 census debacle when the ABS was forced to pull down its service for days following cyber attacks. This time around, the computer systems have been completely rebuilt. Mr. Henderson says organisers are using the trial as an opportunity to make sure everything works before the actual census next August.
We will have a really, really robust, well-tested system. We've got 9 months after the test to actually work through, and we're still in the build phase of the online system, so you know there's some more work to do. But it's time now to get out and give it a really solid test and see what people's experience is.
Better engagement with Australia's multicultural and Indigenous communities is also on the agenda. These groups often face extra barriers, be it cultural or geographical, when taking part in the census. Mohammed Al-Kafaji, the chief executive of FECA, the main group representing multicultural Australia, says many people simply don't understand its purpose.
Some communities might not be aware of how their data is being used by the census or by governments, and they have a fear of authorities. But what we really need to make sure is that we encourage our communities to learn a little bit more about the census and understand how this data is used to deliver better services and better policies for every Australian, including culturally and linguistically diverse Australians.
The ABS says it will work closely with community organisations, provide face-to-face drop-in sessions and in-language resources, as well as recruiting multilingual field staff to ensure everyone is accounted for. The form must be completed in English, so free interpreting services will also be on offer. Mr. Al-Kafaji has praised the organisation for its efforts.
I think it's very important to be proactive in engagement with Multicultural Australia when it comes to completing the census. And I think Australian Bureau of Statistics has really taken the feedback from Multicultural Australia and they've really ramped up their engagement with our communities, and that's something to be commended on.
Mr. Henderson says collaborating with those who are trusted in the community will help ensure the best results.
To actually make sure that the message is coming not just from us, so where the government trusts us, but people, voices that they trust every day will be passing the message on for us.
The ABS says to get a comprehensive snapshot of Australia, it needs to gather responses from around 95% of the population. And in a country the size of Australia, reaching that many people is no easy task. So it has hired around 400 staff to work on the trial and will be recruiting 30,000 for the real deal in 2021. There will also be two new questions on the form, one inquiring about chronic illnesses like diabetes and asthma, and one about Defence Force veterans. Mr. Henderson says those are areas where data is lacking.
As a nation, we really don't have a handle on where they are, what their circumstances are. Are they living in regional areas? Are they living in metropolitan areas? We really don't know. And this will give us that picture.
The coronavirus pandemic has also forced the Bureau to think differently about how it delivers the census. More of its services will be online, especially in hotspots or high-risk areas. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.